one of the least known dinim that's relevant on Purim appears in the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and it's not repeated in Hilchas Purim. The Gemara has in the end of Megillah that it's Os Lecha HaTorah Orim. You're not permitted to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. That's why we have a talis if we want to hold the klaf of the Sefer Torah. So the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokes harishonim whether this din only applies to Sefer Torah, Os Lecha Sefer Torah Orim, or it applies to all the Chavtala Kisvi HaKodesh. If it applies to the Chavtala Kisvi HaKodesh, you have a problem in Megillah Esther because there's no Eitz Chaim. So how are you going to hold it? So you have to hold it with a talis. That's very uncomfortable. So the Beis Yosef quotes, there is a strange Gemara at the end of the first perek in Masechah Shabbos, where the Gemara quotes the Yudches Gzeiris. The Gemara has some kind of a kasha that Tosfos finds very difficult to understand. So the Mordechai explains what the kasha is. Mordechai makes sense out of the Gemara. Tosfos gives a different explanation, but the Mordechai makes sense out of it. He says the Gemara is assuming that it's Osa Lecha Sefer Torah Orum only if a person has Stam Yadayim. But if he just washed until his Yadayim in advance, so then he's permitted to touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah. So we don't follow this Mordechai because Tosfos disagrees. It's not accepted l'halacha. But the Beis Yosef says that if you're talking about any other Sefer in the Kisvi HaKodesh other than the Chamishuch, other than the Chumash, you're talking about Nevi'im Uksuvim, then we would be made based on a sveik sveik, and maybe the prohibition doesn't apply bechlal because it's not Sefer Torah, and even if the prohibition does apply, maybe since he washed until it's a diamond in advance, maybe it'll be mutter like the Mordechai said. So the Mishnah Berurah writes there that one should be careful on Purim when you're going to hold on to the cloth of the Megillah Esther, that one should wash until it's a diamond in advance. If we would know for sure the din was like the Mordechai, that washing helps to be mutter to touch the klaf, we would have said a bracha on the Tillis Yadayim, but we're not so convinced. It's based on a svek sveikah. So that's why we do an Tillis Yadayim without a bracha. But most people don't realize this. Most people, they prepare for Purim, they learn Hilchas Purim. They don't prepare by going through the whole Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. The Chatchila, the Gemara speaks of the significance of listening the Kriyas HaMegillah Bo'asorah as opposed to the Yochid. It's interesting, the Gemara says there was machlokes between Rav and his student Ravasi. Rav thought that when you read the Megillah Bizmano on Purim, then there's no need for Asora. And the student of Rav, Ravasi, thought that even Megillah Bizmano also, at least Lachatchila, maybe even B'riyevet, you have to have Asora. He said, even though Rav should have laughed at his student, how does he know something better than me? I learned Parab Yudah Anasi. I heard the Mishnayis from the author of the Mishnayis themselves. Nonetheless, Gemara says, Rav was choshish for Shitas Ravasi, even though he thought that he was wrong. Rav had respect for his Talmud's opinion. He was choshish for his Shita. So that's why he says in Shulchan Aruch, one should always try to hear Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'asorah. What constitutes Asorah is a big machlokes in the tour. Is it just Asorah, like for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisa? So if you have five men and five women, it's also good? Or they say, no, you have to have davka asara anoshim. So there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch because it's a machlokes, one should always avoid getting involved. You should make sure that you have asara anoshim. You shouldn't have asa anoshim. The Ramo says that the minig is that the bracha, harabas riveinu adonis dineinu, the bracha that we recite at the conclusion of Kriyas HaMegillah, is only recited if you read the Megillah b'tzibur. If you read b'yochid, less than a minyan, then you don't recite that bracha. The Bi'ur Agro says that this Ramo is based on a misreading of a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. He claims that it doesn't exist. There is no such source. But the later Poskim said that even though the Vilna Gaon is probably right, but the Mishnah tells us that the bracha HaRabbis Riveinu Adonis Dineinu was introduced by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola as an optional bracha. But Makom Shenogah Levarech Yivarchu, Makom Shenogah Shelo Levarech Lo Yivarchu. If the minig ha-mokim is to say the bracha, then you say it. So for so many centuries, maybe it's wrong, but for so many centuries, the minig was that we chose not to say the bracha unless you have asara. So even if the Vilna Gaon is right, we only say the bracha, HaRabbis Riveinu Adonis Dineinu, if you have asara. So that's what the Ramo says, if one should only say this bracha, HaRabbis Riveinu, if you make sure that you have 10 men in the shul. Some shuls, they have a second Kriya Samigila, half an hour after the first Kriya Samigila, for the women who missed the first Kriya. So if you only have 100 women, you don't have 10 men, so they can't say the bracha after the Kriya Samigila. You can only say the brachas before. The celebration of Purim was originally observed as part of a series of Yamim Tovim that were instituted by the Chachamim. That's called Megillas Tainis. And there's a whole sugi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the first paragraph about Megillas Tainis. The Gemara establishes that the theme of all of these Yamim Tovim is we're celebrating over the fact that we have a Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't destroyed, that the Beis HaMikdash was improved, the structure was improved, that the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash were improved, HaKrovos HaKarbonos were improved, that the Sanhedrin or the Kohanim Gedolim improved, and so on. The story of Purim, according to the tradition of the Gemara, occurred before the completion of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Many Agaritas like that. The Agarita of Gemara says that Achashverosh says he'll do anything ad chatzi HaMalchus, up until but not including rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So the Medrash assumes the story occurred before the completion of the building of Beis HaMikdash. So how did they have a right to establish Yontif in the first place? The Mefarshim ask on the Gemara, all the Yamim Tovim have to have some Shaychas with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Nesivos writes in his commentary on Megillas Esther, that's printed in the regular Mikros Gedolos, on the bottom of the page, it's called Megillah Storim. So he says the Chachamim, who lived at that time, felt that this is clearly going to lead up to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. They saw through the terrible tragedy, a nice religious girl, who was an Eishes Ish, had to be taken away and live with Achashverosh for years and years and years. We read the Megillah in 50 minutes, so we think that's the end of the story. This was going on for years and years, and they had children. The children were going Gemurim. They weren't brought up as Jews. And nonetheless, the Chachamim in that generation saw through this terrible tragedy. They felt that this is clearly going to lead up to the building on the second Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara says all of the Yamim Tovim that were introduced, Bizman Bayisheni, that had to do with the second Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, all the Yamim Tovim were Nizbatlum. Because when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to observe Avelus over the lack of a Beis HaMikdash. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, then you celebrate over the fact that you have a Beis HaMikdash. So all the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis were Nizbatlu, with the two exceptions in Chanukah and Purim. So apparently they felt that Chanukah and Purim are going to lead not only, Purim not only led to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, somehow they felt it's going to lead to the building of the third Beis HaMikdash as well. So on Purim when we celebrate, like on Chanukah when we celebrate, we're supposed to celebrate with this in mind, that this is a Yontif al Shem HaOsin, we're celebrating in anticipation of the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. It's not so much a celebration, Lisha Ovar, that the Jewish people were saved. Okay, that's part of the, that's one aspect, but the main aspect to establish a Yontif, the Gemara says, is not because the Jewish people were saved, it's because it had something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So for the centuries that the second Beis HaMikdash was standing, the celebration was Lisha Ovar, that the Nes Purim occurred and it led to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, we still continue to observe the Yontif Hashem HaOsid in anticipation of the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. From all of the Yom Tovim, Megillah Steinis, the one and only Yontif that has a Chiyuv Suda is Purim. In Shulchan Aruch, they ask Akasha, how come there's a difference between Chanukah and Purim? How come on Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suda, and on Purim there is a Chiyuv Suda? But it's a bigger Kasha than Chanukah versus Purim. All the Yamim Tovim, over 30 Yamim Tovim in the Megillas Tainis, the one and only one that has a Chiyuv Suda is Purim, and the others don't have. So what's the answer? So the Geonim had a Girsa in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about how, what is the proper way to celebrate Pesach or Sukkot. So as a machlek is a blazer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether chetzi al Hashem, chetzi al Hashem, akula al Hashem, akula al Hashem. So the Gemara says, hakol moedim batzeres. All the Tanoim agree that on Shavuos, since Shavuos is Yom Shenitim b'Torah, that you have to have elaborate meals. The Kabbat Kabbalah Sator. What is the mocker? So some say the mocker is the Pasuk in Chumash, v'yechzos ho'alekim. Vayochlu vayishtu, on the occasion of Maimed Hasina, Vayochlu Zolakim, at the time of Kabbalah Zatorah, they were eating and drinking, that Mikan Shos Hum Suda Legemer Shal Torah. You make a Suda when you make a Siyum, or when you make Kabbalah Torah. So there's a Chiyav Suda Legemer Shal Torah, there's a Chiyav Suda on Shavuos Lekobit Kabbalah Zatorah, and the Chochamim tell us, commenting on the Pasuk Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Mashikiblu Kvar, that there was another receiving, another accepting of the Torah on the occasion of the Nes Purim. So the Geonim had the Girs in the Gemara that that's the reason why Purim is different. Only on Purim is there a Chiyav Suda, because Purim is the Yontif we're celebrating in anticipation of the building of the third Beis Hamikdash, but the Suda is Lisha Ovar. We're celebrating the fact that there was another Kabbalah Satorah. So the Kabbalah Satorah that took place at the time of the Nes Purim, you have to have the elaborate meals. So one should have this in mind when you have the Suda. This is a Suda, the Kovet Kabbalah Satorah. The Rambam writes that the Suda should be Basa V'yayin Adalo Yoda. They point out from Rabbi Elbel and Soloveitchik that many people thought there is a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim, Stama mitzvah. So you point that out. You're not Yotze in the mitzvah unless it's in the middle of the Suda. It has to be within the context of the Suda. You have to have Basa V'yayin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention about Basar, but the Rambam writes, you have to have Basar V'yayin like a regular Yontif, and then the Yayin should be, Adolo Yoda, an extra amount. The Gemara says, Suda's Purim Shasso Balayla Lo Yotzei Decha Basar. If you have the Suda Balayla, you're not Yotzei, it has to be Dafke Bayom. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes the Mordechai, who has two Pshatim in the Gemara. The simple Pshat is Kipshuta, that there's no Chiyav Suda Balayla. The other Pshat is no, that if you have the Suda's Purim Balayla, that's not sufficient. Just like on every Shabbos and Yontif, you have to have one Suda Balayla, one Suda Bayom. So the same is true on Purim, you have to have one Suda Balayla, one Suda Bayom. There were communities in Europe where everyone's going to eat tonight, everyone's going to be starving from the tonus. Of course, everyone's going to eat. The question is whether you have basar or you just had milchik. So some communities had to pay the dafkit to have milchik to demonstrate that you're not yotze anything with the Suda Balayla based on the Pshuto Shalah Gemara. And other communities had dafkit basa v'yayin, to be choshish for the other opinion quoted by the Ramo from the Mordechai, that Suda Squirm Shasol Balayla liyotze dechvas means that it's not sufficient. You have to have two Sudas, Achas Bayom v'Achas Balayla. So both should be with basa v'yayin. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo writes that many people have the practice that they wash for the Suda on Purim, and then the bulk of the Suda is on Matzoid Purim. So the Ramo complains about that, and he said that's not proper. We paskin that one recites Alanisim and the Brichas Hamozen, even though Purim is over, that's a machlekes harishayim. So we paskin that you say Alanisim because you go basa tchilas hasuda. That's if, okay, you go basa tchilas hasuda, you say Alanisim. But the bulk of the meal should take place on Purim. The dessert you can have on Matzoi Purim, but the basa v'yayin should really take place on Purim. So there are more complaints about the fact that so many people eat the main part of the meal on Matzoi Purim. More correct probably would be that one should finish eating the whole meal on Purim and bench the Birchas HaMazon on Purim before the Shkiyah. So after all, it's a machlekes harishayim. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Michal Shurkin, who's now in Toras Moshe Yeshiva, schlepped me along with him to go to Onset in the summertime to learn by Rabbi Soloveitchik. So there was a minya there every morning for Shachris, but there was no minya for Mincha Ma'ariv. So one day was Rish Chodesh, and we were davening Mincha B'Yechidus at the Meisel Min home. And then we sat down, we washed until the Siddhan before the Shkia. We started to eat on Rish Chodesh. Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother was benching. While we were washing, when we said Hamoitzi, she was benching. When she finished benching, she turned to us and she said in Yiddish, the boys learn in the yeshivas all their lives, and they don't know it's a machlek, it's a rishayinim. What they say, Yalapayavo, if you began eating Amash Chodesh and you finish Amatzoyi Rash Chodesh, you don't do like that. Either you do what I did, you bench before the Shkia, or you wash after Tzeisa Kacham. You don't get involved in a machlek, it's a rishayinim. It's really machlek, it's on Shabbos and Yom Tov also, whether it's right. We do it all the time by Shalosh Shudas. We wash on Shabbos, and then we say Birchas HaMazon the way in the middle of the night, Amatzoi Shabbos. That's also a machlekes. If one can avoid that, look in the yeshiva, the system is set up like that, you can't avoid it. But if one can avoid it, if you can bench before the Shkia, certainly much better. A sefer was published after the death of the Vilna Gaon. It's called Ma'aser Rav. That has written, one of the students of the Vilna Gaon wrote over Hanhoges of the Vilna Gaon. So he wrote over that the Vilna Gaon, when he read Parsha Zocha, instead of saying Timcha es Zecher Amalek, he would say Timcha es Zecher Amalek with two segels. So they quote that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was shown the manuscript of the sefer to give a haskam, and he says he doesn't remember that at all. He says if the Vilna Gaon would have said Zecher, he would have remembered. Maybe the Vilna Gaon in his old age changed his mind. Maybe the listener heard wrong. He's not too sure about this. So the minhag developed that everybody says the pasuk twice, Timcha Zecher Amalek, Timcha Zecher Amalek. On Purim in the morning, we read Kriyas HaTorah, Vayava Amalek, from the end of Parshas B'Shalach, and it only has 9 psukim. So the Mechaber writes that this poses a problem. The Gemara says that Takanas Chachamim, a Kriyas HaTorah, was each aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the sum total of the 3 aliyahs of Sheni B'Hamishi, or Purim, or Chanukah, should be a minimum of 10 psukim. So here in Vayava Amalek, there are only 9 psukim. So the Mechaber says the way to solve the problem is to repeat one of the psukim, say the last pasuk twice. See, even if one is not in the mood for being machmet to say Zecher Amalek and Zecher Amalek, but it's a good idea to say, the Ramah says, we don't say over the last pasuk twice, but you only lay 9 psukim. But once the Mishnah Berurah quoted this, that you should say Zecher and Zecher twice, so you solve that problem as well. Also, the Gemara says that since, the Gemara says in Megillah, that in order to have some total of 10 psukim for the whole Kriya, so somebody has to get a minimum of 4 psukim. You have 2 people get 3 psukim, 1 gets 4 psukim, adds up to 10 psukim. So the Gemara says the one who gets 4 psukim is a fatter aliyah. That's more bekavadik. If you get 20 psukim instead of 4, that's the same alpidin. But if you get 4 instead of 3, that's considered a significant change. And a tiny sibah, the Levi only gets 3 psukim. So Baruch Epstein writes, he was a Levi. He writes that he had an uncle who was a character. He considered the uncle a character. And his uncle, when he got an aliyah on Tanis, he wouldn't say the bracha achrayna. He said, read another couple of psukim. He said, the shlishi is going to have more than 4 psukim. Give me another pasuk. He said he's not going to say the bracha unless they read another pasuk for him. Because the Gemara seems to say Megillah that the one who gets 4 psukim is a more bekavadik aliyah. So in Parsha Zocha that we read the Shabbos before Purim also, the whole Parsha Zocha only consists of 3 psukim. So if you say over the last pasuk, then you made it into 4 psukim. So you gain something. Even if you feel like Rav Chaim Volozhiner that someone had wax in his ears and they heard wrong, but you're saying over the pasuk twice. So you made it into 4 psukim, then you made it into 10 psukim. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that if the Balkari made a slight mistake in Kriyas HaMegillah, instead of pronouncing the word Yehudim, he mispronounced it Yehudiim, but it's not Mishana so Inyan, so then you Yotze B'Yeved, and you don't have to lean over again. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that this carries over to Kriyas HaTorah all year long as well, and other poskim disagree. They think that that's only by Kriyas HaMegillah because Nikris Sefer V'Nikris Sigeres. It doesn't have the full status. There was a machlokes going on for generations whether Megillah Sester should be incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, whether there should be 23 Svarim or 24 Svarim. So we finally, after many, many years of dispute, in the days of the Amoraim, has finally decided that Megillah Sester does belong in the Kisvei HaKodesh, that there are Chof Dalet Svarim. But even though it is incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, on the one hand, Nikris Sefer, but on the other hand, Nikris Igeres. It's not fully, it doesn't have the full din of Kisvei HaKodesh. So any hold that this din, that if you made a slight mistake, but it's not Mishana Eser Inyan, you don't have to repeat the Kriyas HaMegillah, that's only a Kula Mikra Megillah, and doesn't apply to Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend that if the Balkari is a Ben Torah and he'd appreciate having corrections made all year long on the Kriyas HaTorah, so you should correct them even if it's a Tois, that's not Mishana Esurim. If he's going to be very touchy and he's going to feel insulted, then he's going to get all flustered. He's going to start making more mistakes. If you keep on correcting the Balkari on every little step, going to make more mistakes, going to be more nervous, so then not kedai, so you leave it, so you follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But if the Balkari is a Ben Toiren, he would appreciate having standing corrected, even though it's not Mishanis Inyan. So more correct, as one should be choshish for that opinion. The Gemara says that both days of Purim and Shushan Purim are also behesped v'tainis. And if you have a Shana Muberes, where there's an Adarishan and Adarsheni, so all 4 days, Yudala Tezvav Adarishan, as well as Adarsheni, all 4 days are also behesped v'tainis. What is this all about? So Ram Soloveitchik always thought that it's like I have a Yontov of Pesach that lasts for 7 days. But you can't eat a matzah in the morning whenever you please. The third day of Pesach, the sixth day of Pesach, you have to have the Seder the first night of Pesach. Rosh Hashanah is a yontav that lasts for 24 hours. Minatur, it's 1 day. So you can't blow the shofar whenever you want. The shofar has to be only by Yom. So here on Purim also, it's a yontav that takes 2 days. And some years it's going to be a 4-day yontav. Yudala Tezvav Adarishan, Yudala Tezvav Adarsheni. It's a 2-day yontav or a 4-day yontav. Then the Gemara has details on which of the 4 days, or which of the 2 days, does one fulfill the specific mitzvah sayyam of Sudas Purim and Shavach Manas and so on and so forth. But really, both days are yontif, and that's why the Gemara says that it's also the hesped v'tainis on both of the days. The Gemara has an interesting halacha that we distinguish between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yachad. A very strange Gemara, that if you have a Megillah Sester that's stitched together with the other four Megillahs, Rus, Kohelas, Eicha, Shira, Shirim, all together. So if it's Megillah HaKsuvah, Bein HaKsuvim, if it's together with other Svarim, Ein Karamosa B'Tzibur. You can learn B'Yachad from such a Sefer, but you can't learn B'Tzibur. Very unclear. So the Turi Evin asked on the Gemara, so if you have, let's say, 10 people in the room and it's a Megillah Aksuvah Ben Aksuvah, so no one is Yotze. Let's ignore the other 9 people, so I'll be Yotze B'Teres Yochid. What do you mean I'm not Yotze? How can you say I'm not Yotze? So he says, no, what it probably means is you are Yotze B'Teres Yochid, but you're not Yotze the Kriya B'Tzibur. L'mayinav Kamina. L'chatchila, you should learn Kriya B'Tzibur. So L'chatchila, you should have a Megillah that's not Aksuvah Ben Aksuvah. And then also you recite the bracha Harabbis Rivenu. Our practice, we follow the Ramah. One only says the bracha Harabbis Rivenu if you lain b'tzibur, if you lain b'yochid. So you don't say Harabbis Rivenu. So that's what the Gemara says. If you lain b'tzibur from Megillah Haksuv, then Haksuv me not yet. So what kind of a strange halacha is this? So there is a Tshuvas HaRashboa where the Rashboa puts this together with another din. The Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basri gives you the list of the Chavtalot Tzvarim in Tanakh. And the Seder, what's the correct order, Yeshua, Shoftim, and so on. So the the Gemara there quotes a machlokes Ramban HaChachamim, is it permissible to write together in one kricha Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim? So one Tana says, Ramban says you're not allowed to, and the Gemara never explains why, and we paskin that it is okay, you may be korich together Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, but the Rambam adds on a comment. Based on the comment of the Ram, you can understand why Ramei holds that you're not allowed to. So the Ram writes a funny statement as follows. The Gemara in Gittin, in the middle of Gittin, Gemara has a series of Mishnayos about takonas that were instituted in Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam, Pnei Darkei Shalom, and Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam. So the Mishnah has one of the various takonas, Pnei Darkei Shalom. You have to give the Kohen the first Aliyah, Pnei Darkei Shalom. What do you mean? The Kohanim are such Bali Machlekes that he's not going to get the first Aliyah. He's going to shoot the Gabbai. What does it mean? So the Gemara gives a whole pshat what it means. So in the middle of the Gemara talks a little bit about Kriyas HaTorah. There is no... Most of Kriyas HaTorah is in Maseches Megillah, and a little bit is in the middle of Gittin. So the Gemara has a din. Let's say this coming Shabbos is Parshas Kisisa. So you have to lay, we assume you have to lay Mitoch HaKsav. The Rambam in the Tshuva says that the meaning was that they lay in Baal Peh. They don't have to lay Mitoch HaKsav, but the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah backed out, because the Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo that the Rambam apparently changed his mind. The Tshuvas he wrote early on, he wrote that you can lay Baal Peh, Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh, and the Mishnah Torah apparently he wrote later, he changed his mind that you have to lay from a Kosher Sefer Torah Mitoch HaKsav. So this Shabbos, let's say we got a lanky sisa, so you have to have a klaf. So yes, so you have a klaf that has parshas kisisa. So the Gemara says that's not called kriya mitach haksav. That's called kriya balpeh. Yilein from mechumish, that's called kriya balpeh. It's only called mitach haksav if it's written on klaf properly and has a sefer sholem. So you have to have a whole sefer shmois. Parshas kisisa in the middle of chumish shmois, you have to have a whole sefer shmois. What if you have a klaf that has sefer shmois? So that's called a chumash. In the days of the Gemara, we call the chumash a printed volume. That a chamish chumash Torah. The Gemara, the word chumash means a sefer shmois that's written on a klaf properly, but only has one of the chamish chumash Torah, doesn't have more. So the Gemara asks, is it permissible? It's called kriya mitach haksav. It's not kriya bal peh because you have a sefer sholem. But is it permissible to lain the kriya satorah from a chumash? So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do it. But think kovet atzibur. What does it mean kovet atzibur? So I think the pasuk pshat, after we'll get to all these Rambams, you see what led me to believe. I think the pasuk pshat kovet atzibur means the following. On the occasion of Mamre HaSinai, the pasuk says in Parshas Yisroel that they did milah in Mitzrayim before Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the milah l'shem Geirus. Then they all said Nasa b'nishma, there was Kabbalas on mitzvahs, then everybody went to mikveh right before Shavuos, then they brought Karbonis at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and this is the din l'daris for all of the Gerim. Ger Abol Hizgar has to have Kabbalas on mitzvahs, Nasa b'nishma, and you have to have milah, tefillah, korban. But then the pasuk has another thing. Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu read from Sefer HaBris, Be'oznei Ha'om. So what is that? What is Sefer HaBris? What is that referring to? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. Sefer HaBris is from Bereshis till Yisro. What kind of halacha is that? Why don't we require that by every ger? Whenever a ger is born, has got all the dinim of gerus are derived from Ayman HaSinai. Why don't we learn that out? So apparently that's a din that's miyuchot for Kabbalah Satara Ayidei HaTzibur. When the tzibur is mekabel Torah, then you need Sefer HaBris. So at the time, Ma'amir HaSinai and the Sefer HaBris consisted of from Bereshis till Parshas Yisro. At the end of the Aboim Shona on the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu three different mahaduras of all of the mitzvahs. Sometimes the parsha begins with the wording, Badav Hashem Moshe Mehar Sinai Lema. This text was dictated to Har Sinai. And sometimes it's begins with the phrase of Avraham Moshe, the oil moid lema, in Aboim Shana from oil moid. And sometimes it's introduced with the phrase, Adam Shama Moshe, the Arvis Moyav lema. So the Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula was given three different times with three different texts. And this is the whole machlokes HaTanaim in the first perek in Chagiga. What was that all about? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give the Torah three different times with three different mahaduras? Well, big machlokes HaTanaim goes on and on and on, a whole blood Gemara. More than 10 Tanaim are involved in the ganze machlokes there. And then the Gemara says at the end of Pesukim, says at the end of the Aboim Shana on the Midbar, the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, now you have to retire. So pick text A for this mitzvah, pick text B, pick text C, put together, stitch together the Sefer Torah in this order. This comes first, that comes second. That's the Sefer Torah. So true. At the time, Ma'amir HaSinai, the Sefer HaBris, was from Bereshis till Yisro, but at the end of the Aboim Shana, it says, V'hikchalas Moshe Lichtav is called Divya Torah Zos Atuma, when he completed writing the Sefer Torah the way the Ribbono Shel Olam instructed him to. Sometimes he used this text, sometimes he used the second text, sometimes he used the third text. So when everything was completed, he gave it to the Kohanim and Elevi, and he said they should put it with Samta Mosa B'tzad Aron B'ris Hashem B'hoi Hashem B'choliyed. You should put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, next, either in the Oren or next to the Oren, the Gemara has in Bava Basa, Omach Lek Satana, where do they put it? So it seems from the Chumash that at the end of the Aboim Shana, the whole Chamishim Chumash Torah became the Sefer HaBris. At Maimon HaSinai, the whole Sefer HaBris only was from Bereshis till Yisro, but at the end of the Aboim Shana, the whole Chamishim Chumash Torah is the Sefer HaBris. So the Pashta says that's why the Gemara says, "Mepnei kovet hatzib, you cannot lay b'chumashim. If you lay from a chumash, just a sefer shmos, it's a sefer shalem. So it's called kriya mitach haksav. It's not a violation of kriya balpeh. But if it's not the whole sefer shalem, so it's not the sefer abris. Sefer abris changed. It used to be from Bereshis till Yisro. And the end of the Abayim Shana, the Sefer HaBris, is all Chamishul Chamishitar. So the Rebbeinu Shalom made the bris with the Tzibur. He didn't make the bris with the Yechidim. So since the bris, the Kriyas bris on Kabbalah Satar is made with the Tzibur, Asvara Omeres, Asvara dictates, and when you're laying Kriyas Satar with Tzibur, you should lay from the Sefer HaBris. The bris was made with the Tzibur. So the Rambam writes a fantastic Chiddush. If you have Chamisha, if you have Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Uksuv, all the Glila Achas, you're permitted to do it. But he says the Chamisha Chumshe Torah will have the din like Chumashim. They won't have the din. You will not be allowed to lay in Betzibur. Why? Because Yesek cannot pull Dami, it sounds from the Rambam. The Rambam has a din. The Gemara, the whole thing doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Sefer Torah, Shechosa Yiriya Achas, Sula. Gemara says, let's say I want to learn from a Chumash. This week I'm going to learn Parshas Kisisa. And it's missing in the beginning of Parshas Shmois, Ve'era, Boy B'shalach is missing Yiriyah Shlema. Yiriyah means from one stitch to the other stitch, a whole bunch of columns. So the Gemara says, Sefer Torah Shechas Yiriyah Achas, Ein Karmo. You can't learn such a Sefer Torah. Mashma, if you're just missing a couple of words, a couple of lines, the whole Sefer Torah is not possible. So the word Rishonim, who paskan like that? The Ritva quotes the Bali Antaisis, follow the Din of the Gemara, only Sefer Torah Shechas Yiriyachas is Psulam. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Hagdama Techumish are following the Zohar, that's what we're following in the Shulchan Aruch. That is Lav Davka, Sefer Torah Shechas Yiriyachas, Sefer Torah Shechas Oisachas is Psulam. Every letter is crucial. Then the Rambam writes, not only if you're missing a letter, missing a word, what if you have a word that's written twice? An extra word. So the Rambam says, Yesek Enotel Dami. Yesek Enotel Dami is usually a rule in Hilchas Treifas. If you have an animal that has an extra organ, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, you have a cow that has five legs. So should you say, since it has five legs, Yesek Enotel Dami, I should treat it as if it only has three legs. And an animal that's missing one of the four legs is a treifa. So should you say, Yesek Enotel, so that's a whole pilpul. To what extent do you say yes, it cannot learn Hilchas Treifas? So it's usually assumed that it's a klal that only applies in Hilchas Treifas, a biological klal. So the Rambam uses that melitza with respect to the Sefer Torah. He says if you have a Sefer Torah, Shechosa Oisachas Psula. He says if you have Yiter Oisachas, you have an extra letter, an extra word, something extra written in, yes, it cannot learn, so it's also possible. So the Rambam writes, if you have Sefer Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim all B'Kricha Achas all together, since you have something there and not Kricha all stitched together, more so than the Chamish Shulchan Torah, so only the Chamish Shulchan Torah have the status of Sefer Abris. The Nevi'im Uksuvim are not Sefer Abris. So we would say, yes, it cannot hold on me, since they're all attached together, they're all stitched together, this pulls down the level of Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, and it's only treated like a chumash. It's mitoch haksav, but it's not called the Sefer HaBris. The Pashtus and the Gemara, the whole reason why you have to lay from a, you can't lay from a chumash, but tzibur, is because you need a Sefer HaBris, because you're laying for the tzibur, the Kriyas HaBris was made with the tzibur. So the Rambam says, if you have Torah Nevi'im Uksuv Mol B'Kricha Achas, so the Nevi'im Uksuv, which don't have a din of Sefer HaBris, function as a yesek kenotel, pulls down the level of the status of the Sefer Torah, I raise a kakari min a chumashim. It's like one is reading from a chumash mois, that it's not a Sefer Abris. Sefer Abris has to be all chamish chumash Torah together. So the Rashba and the Tshuva puts that din in the Rambam together with this Gemara, this strange Gemara, that the Gemara says if you have the chumash Megillas together, or you have all the Nevi Maksuvim together. So if you're laning the Yochid, if you read the Megillah for a Yochid, it was not Kriyas Bris with the Yechidim. The Kriyas Bris was made with Klal Yisrael. So as long as you lay Mitach HaKsav, it's okay, there's no problem. So the Yochid can be Yotze with Mikra Megillah by Megillah HaKsuvah Ben HaKsuvim. But if you want to lay the Tzibur as Megillah HaKsuvah Ben HaKsuvim, then you're lacking something over here. What's lacking? It's like Sefer Torah Nevi'im HaKsuvim Ol B'Kricha Achas, that the Nevi'im HaKsuvim are not Sefer HaBris, that pulls down the status of the Chamish Shulchan Shetar, that they're now not considered a Sefer Bris. It's mitoch haksav, but it's not a Sefer Bris. So Bet Sibur and Megillah, you want to learn Dafke, a Kriya from a Sefer Bris. So that's what the Gemara says, that when the Megillah Sester was composed, it was written Divrei Shalom V'Yemes. So the Gemara has a comment, Divrei Shalom V'Yemes Kamita Shal Torah. It's like the real McCoy. What is that referring to? The Megillah Sester has the Din Kamita Shal Torah. So Rashi learns Pshat, Megillah says, has a din like a Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin and in Menachos and different Mesichtas, the Saita disagrees with Rashi. He says, Amito Shal Torah refers to Mezuzah. Why Mezuzah, Amito Shal Torah? Because the Mezuzah says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. Monotheism, that's the most important thing in the Chumash. But Rashi's opinion is backed up by the Talmud Yerushalmi. Achrenim point that. The Yerushalmi says, Beferish. The Yerushalmi Emes Kamito Shal Torah means that the Megillah says is like a Sefer Torah. In what sense is like a Sefer Torah? So the Pashto says that that's the reason why there was a Kimu V'Kibulu, there was a Kabbalah Sator Al Yedei HaTzibur. When you have a Yochid is Mekabbalah Torah, Gershon is Gayer, so you need Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, so you need Naas of Nishma, you need Mila Tefillah, you need a carbon. If it's possible to bring a carbon, you need a carbon. When you have a Tzibur, Kabbalah Sal Torah, Al Yedei HaTzibur, then you have to have a Kriya from a Sefer Abriya. So we had it at Maimon HaSinai. And then on the occasion of Kima V'Kibla Kima Mashikibla Kfar, there was again a new Kabbalah Sator Al Yedei HaTzibur, so they composed another Sefer HaBris. The new Sefer HaBris is the Megillah Esther. The other Sifrei Ksuvim do not have this special status of Sefer HaBris. So that's what the Gemara says, if you're going to lane B'Tzibur from Megillah HaKsuvim Ben HaKsuvim, you won't have the Kiyam HaTzibur. Tori Evan says, you'll have the Kiyam HaYochid. You can't say, I'm not Yotze because there are other 9 Jews here. Dalmi Hocha, the other 9 people, I'll be Yotze B'Toros Yochid. But you won't be Yotze B'Toros Tzibur. L'chatkhila, you should lane the Megillah Ba'asara. And l'chatkhila, you want to say the bracha, Arabis Yiveinu, Adonis Dineinu. So that you can only say if you lane B'Tzibur. So that's what the Gemara says, the Kriya B'Tzibur by Megillah is the same as Kriya HaTorah B'Tzibur. That you have to lane from a Sefer that had not just enough that it's B'Toch HaKzav. Should have the status of a Sefer HaBris. That's why the Pashtus is, the Tur quotes a machloikas that we lechatchila insist on having Bris HaMegillah Asora, whenever possible you have Asora. So Asora means 10 people, 5 men, 5 women, it's also good, or 10 women, and you say, no, you have to have Davke 10 men. So some Rishonim are of the opinion that 10 women is also called Basora, because the whole purpose of Asora is only that there should be Pirsumi Nisa. And the Ramos says we don't follow that opinion. We insist the Balei HaTesis had like that, that you have to have Davke Asora Anoshim. That's the first daf in Perek Shlosh Yishochle. The Gemara talks about 3 women can bench Mezuman. So the Gemara says, how can they bench Mezuman? But there's no Tziruf to Shlosha. Afilo Me Anoshim, even 100 women, is Ketrei Gavri Damya. It's only considered like 2 men. There is no Tzibur. With respect to what you say, that even 100 women is only like 2 men. So the Balei HaTesis say the Tesis Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid and the Tesis HaRosh over there. They say Benegiah to Mikra Megillah. Our Tesis says Benegiah to Kaddish Kedusha Baruch with Dvarim Shavik Dusha. But the Tesis HaRosh and the Tesis Rabbi Yehuda Seliyon Adam Benegiah to Mikra Megillah. That's the accepted opinion. You have to have Davka Asara Noshim. Why Asara Noshim if the Asara is only for the purpose of accomplishing Pesume Nisa? What's wrong with 10 women? I think it's not just for the purpose of accomplishing Pesume Nisa. You want to have a Kriya B'Tzibur. A Kriya B'Tzibur from a Sefer HaBris, because the Bris was made with the Tzibur. So whenever you want to have a Tzibur, that's what the Mishnah says. A Tzibur has to be Asora Anoshim. Mikir Adin, really Paskin, there's a Machloikas, Tosfos in the Halachas Gedolos. Mikir Adin, we Paskin, that a woman can read the Megillah to be Moitzi a man. A couple of years ago, someone called me up. He was stuck in Iowa, and he was sick. He couldn't read the Megillah. His wife was with him. She could read in the Megillah. He would have to take a plane to go somewhere. So Mikra Adin Halach is that a woman could be Moitzi a man with a Mikra Megillah. But L'chatchila, we are choshish for the Shitas Bahag. We have respect for the Halachas Gedolos, even if we don't accept his opinion. The Halachas Gedolos is of the opinion that if you missed one day in Sfiras HaOmer, so you lost the whole mitzvah. So we really don't paskin like that. They said, we don't paskin like that. There is no such Gemara. He made it up from thin air. So nonetheless, lechatchila v'choshish with the shitas halachas gedolos, because he lived in the tkufas agoyim, and Tosfos has a lashon called dvar d'ri kabbalah. He must have had a tradition. So we don't want to openly violate the shita of the halachas gedolos. And if a person missed a day in Sfiras HaOmer, so he continues to can't believe bracha. Or the halachas gedolos is of the opinion that if a woman did halachas haneris haner of Shabbos, so she cannot do a melacha afterwards. It's not because it's in Umdina that she probably was in the Kabbalah Shabbos. When you do Hadlokas HaNeiris, that is it. That is the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos. And it doesn't help if you make it tonight. So we really don't hold like this, Bahag. But out of respect for the Bahag, we have respect for the Shita, even though we don't accept Halacha. Out of respect for the Bahag, so we avoid, whenever possible, we recommend to the women that she should not make a Tanai. Once in a long while after that, to make a Tanai, we would be Mekal. They should be Madlik Neir Shabbos, ala Tanai, not to be Mekal Shabbos. But to do it every single week is not the right thing. So here also, we have respect for the Shita's Bahag. He says that a woman cannot be Moitzi a man. So even though Tosis does not accept that opinion, and the Pashta says we don't paskin like the Bahag, but we have respect for the Bahag. We have traditions in Psak Halacha, even if we don't paskin like some of them, but we still respect their opinion. Other people are not so respectful. So they want to show that the Bahag was an Amharis and he didn't know how to learn, and we're going to show him. We're going to have a woman read the Megillah to be Moitzi the man. So that's considered a chutzpah. Out of respect for the Bahag, we don't violate his opinion. The same people who have the women read the Megillah and Shul should have someone say the bracha on Sefiras Yomim who Davka forgot yesterday to show that we don't pass like the Bahag. The old man didn't know what he was talking about. Should always show we have respect for the Bahag, so we don't go openly against his opinion. Mind Avdalid in Megillah, quotes two different psukim to show, to demonstrate that you should read the Megillah Bayom or Balayla. In the Mishnah, it only says about Kriyas and Megillah Bayom. It never says a word about Mikra and Megillah Balayla. And this is what led Rabbi Shlomo Levilna in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo to believe that Kriyas and Megillah Balayla was only introduced by the Amorai and by Rabbi Shov, and they didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. The Rishonim don't seem to hold like that. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, how come the Mishnah Megillah never says anything about Kriyas Megillah Balayla? So they give some kind of an answer, but they assume that it did exist in the days of the Tanaim. So the Gemara quotes two different psukim to develop this idea that you have to have Kriyas Megillah Bayom or Balayla. So the Gemara quotes one pasuk, Lakai, this is from Tilim Chav Beis, Keli Keli Lama Azavtoni. That chapter that the Gemara says was recited by Esther Hamalko when she had to go into the Beis HaMelech. She was so nervous that she could be beheaded. So she recited that perek in Tilim Keli Keli Lama Azavtani. And then it says there, Alekai Yekar Yama Valaisana Valaila Velo Domiyale. I cry, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayom, and I pray again Balaila. I repeat my prayer several times. The Gemara has in the end of Maseches Tainis that there's such a concept as Tfilas Ne'ilo. We only daven Ne'ilo on Yom Kippur, but Bezman HaTanoim, Ne'ilo was not Meyuchat for Yom Kippur. Ne'ilo is a Tfilas HaTainas, whenever there's an Eis Tzara. So you have to have Ribui Tfilo. And the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim, that if you daven and repeat the same Tfilo many times over and over and over again, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered in the affirmative. So that's what Ne'ilo is all about. We don't daven tefillas ne'ila because the Gemara says ain't tainis tiba b'bavol chutz mitisha b'av Yom Kippur. So by us, we only have on Yom Kippur. We don't have any other. Why don't we say ne'ila on Tisha B'av? So Tisha B'av does make sense to say ne'ila because we say in the Gila Secha, Gam Kiyaz V'Hashaveh saw some tefillasi. The prayers are not accepted after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So that's why we knocked out ne'ila on Tisha B'av. Yom Kippur we have ne'ila, and the other tainesim are not a tainis tiba. If they're not a tainis tiba, how do you line by chal? So the goyim give some, they patch up this kasha. The only name Vaychal is a Tainus Atzibur, Tainus Ayochid. You don't say Vaychal. So they give some kind of an explanation. So the Gemara says, Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of Tfilah. And we want to daven Balayla and daven Bayom to repeat the Tfilah. We read the story of Megillah says, it doesn't say a word about Tfilah, but it's an implicit Tfilah. Implicitly, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should take care of us. Then the other opinion in the Gemara says the same thing. You should read the Megillah by Yom HaBalayla, but quotes a different pasuk. We're not going to be quiet. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yom and Balayla. We'll always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yom HaBalayla. So the viewing Mikra Megillah, the first opinion is viewing Mikra Megillah like a form of Tfilah. Second one is viewing Mikra Megillah as a form of Hallel. The Gemara has a famous discussion in Maseches Megillah in Masachus Erechin as well, why don't we recite Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives three different answers. Each one is a fascinating answer. So one of the answers is Kriyasa Zu Halelo. When you read the Megillah, that is the Kiyum of Hallel. Even though we don't mention anything, we're just telling over a story. But it's implicitly because the Nes was a Nes Nistah, so the Hallel is also a Hallel Nistah. And the Tefillah is also a Nistah. Everything is a Behester. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Halacha Lamaisa. It says, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran and the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, we have a universal rule of Shemei Kohenah. I can say Kiddush, I can say Havdalah, whoever listens is Yotzeh. I read Parsha Zohar, I blow the Shofar, so whoever listens is Yotzeh, whoever listens to the Kiyas is Yotzeh, based on Shemei Kohenah. So Yerushalmi says that there are a couple of cases where we don't allow Shemei Kohenah. So the Gemara says one of the cases where we don't permit Shemei Kohenah is Tefillah. One case is eating food. Let's say two people ate food, and one of them doesn't know how to recite Birchas Hamazon, and one of them does. So Mi'ikar Adin, you say Shemei Kohenah in all cases. This Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule that we don't permit Shemei Kohenah in certain cases, this is only a Chumra Midirabbanan. That's when the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur HaGra. So the Gemara says, if you have a big Shas HaTchak, then we revert back to the Din D'Oraisa. So you have two people who ate bread, and each one knows how to recite Birchas Hamazon, so each one should say his own benching. By Kiddush, you don't need, each person should say his own Kiddush. I can say the Kiddush to be Moitzi you, even though you know how to say your own Kiddush. There's no problem with being Yotze with Shemei Kohenah. It's good L'chatchila. But Birchas Hamazon, the Chachamim said, if you ate the food yourself, so you should say your own bracha. Say your own Birchas Hamazon. If you bench Mezumin, if you have three people, that's a different story. Bench Mezumin, Bizman HaGemara, consisted of one person. The Mezamin said the whole Birchas Hamazon out loud, and the whole Chabura offered one Birchas Hamazon b'Chabura. Either Chabura of three, or a Tzibur of ten. So that's a different kind of a Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Hamazon b'Chabura. But if you only have two people, and there's no Birchas Hamazon b'Chabura, so then the Gemara says, if each one knows how to say Birchas Hamazon, we don't allow Shemei Kohenah. Because when it comes to eating food, you ate the food yourself, so you should say your own bracha achreina. If one is a seifer, one is a boor, one of them knows how to say the benching, one of them doesn't know how, so you have no choice. So then the Gemara says, we revert back to the Din D'Oraisa, and we permit Shemei Kohenah even by the Birchas Hamazon. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says the following din by Mikra Megillah. If you have less than a minion of people, someone's going to read the Megillah in the hospital. Or in a private home, someone can't get to shul. Someone is not well, they can't get to shul. So someone's going to lay Mikra Megillah for them. So if the person who's listening can really read on his own, the other fellow is a professional Balkaira. He's going to do a better job than I can. But if I'm able to read on my own, then we don't allow Shemei Kohenah b'pachas me'asorah. Only if you have a minion. If you have a minion, then you could be, but if you have a minion, if you have asorah more, then you can have one person read the Megillah for everybody, even though all the other people are able to read on their own. So the Magen Avraham asks, where in the world did this din come from? It doesn't appear in the Gemara. It's from the Or Cheschaim. Where did he get it from? So the Magen Avraham says, apparently the Or Cheschaim is of the opinion that Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of tefillah. Like the Gemara quoted, and because it's a form of tefillah, so when it comes to tefillah, we don't permit Shemei Kohenah midirabbanan, unless it's asara. That's the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah. If you have asara, then everybody can be yotze with the tefillah satzibur, with the chazara sashatz. So this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, this concept that the Kriyas HaMegillah is treated as a form of tefillah. Vilna Gaon paskens like the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah that in the morning a Mikra Megillah shouldn't say Shehecha Yonam. So this person had to have his own minion in the morning so that they will bedafke not say Shehecha Yonam, not allowed to say Shehecha Yonam. In the Shulchan Aruch they write, they quote the Maharil, that the Maharil lived in Germany. And in Germany, for some strange reason or another, they have many minhagim from Sfarad. So when there are two haftaras, when there's a haftara for Sephardim and for Ashkenazim, so Broyers will say the Sephardishe haftara. And the second day Rosh Hashanah, when you blow Shofar, so the Sephardim won't say Shachyanu unless the first day was on Shabbos, so Broyers will not say Shachyanu on the second day. And in the morning of Purim, you don't say the Sephardim don't say Shachyanu Amika Megillah, so in Broyers they won't say Shachyanu Amika Megillah either. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharil was the Baal Koyre, and he didn't say Shachyanu out loud, but he said the two brachas on Mikra Megillah and Shas and Nisim, and then he paused for a while. To whoever wants can say Shachyanu Balachash. You don't have to be Lahash bin Laharga Liabe. True, this yeshiva is known as Eitz Chaim. This is a carryover from Balojin, and everything has to be like the Vilna Goyen, but you can let other people live also. The Ramos position was observed for centuries. It's not so kavelach. The world doesn't come to an end. The Midrashim say that Lasi Lavoi, there's going to be another Kabbalah Satur. They say, the Psukim say, no, we can make Seischem in Mitzrayim, I ran in the floor. So the Baruch Hashem is going to do just like 7 weeks after Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a Kabbalah Satur. It's going to be another Kabbalah Satur. It's very, very interesting. We don't know what's in store. We say in the Bracha, in the Shever Brachas, Oy Yishama B'Yor Yehuda, Kol Chasa V'Kol Kala. So the Baal HaTanya writes in his drushes in the Likutei Torah, what do you mean Kol Kala? Kala doesn't say anything under the Chuppah. She says, Harei Atah Mekudesh Li, Chasa says, Harei Atah Mekudesh Li. Kala is Shoisek, and her Shtika is taken as a Haskama, that she agrees to get married. So the Baal HaTanya interprets that the Chas and Kala are not a boy and a girl getting married. It's referring to Knesset Yisrael and the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom is going to marry us over again. And he's going to offer us a term. We're going to say again, Nasa v'Nishma. So the Kol Kala is going to be, we're going to say Nasa v'Nishma. Then he's going to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha again. And the Medrash says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. Why does it say twice, Anochi, Anochi? So the Medrash has a comment, Moshe Lamelech, the Melech was away on a trip and he came back and he heard some kind of a rumor that his wife was not faithful to him, that his wife was Mazana. So he flew into a fit of anger and he gave her a get and he threw her out of the palace. And then the people explained to him, you made a mistake. It's one of the Pilakshim who was Mazana. It's not the queen. So he called the queen back and he apologized and says he wants to marry her back again. So the friends of the king said, just like that, you threw her out of the palace for no cause whatsoever, you just take it back, and everything is the business as usual, the same as was before. You have to be Mephiaser. So how can it be Mephiaser? So they told him, make sure you give a double ksuba. The first time you gave so much, give her even more ksuba this time. The Medrash says, that's what it means. Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. The first time around, the Rebbe Shlom said, Anochi once, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And Lasi Lava is going to say, Anochi, Anochi, he's going to give us a double ksuba for giving us such aggravation throughout all the years. So we assume that there was a Kima V'Kibla, there was a new Kabbalah Satorah on the occasion of Nes Purim, that's how the Gemara says. And somehow there are Midrashim that speak about the possibility of another Kabbalah Satorah, Lasi Lovai, which we hope will soon be upon us. Agut Nyantah.